Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, Pittsburgh.
So how familiar are you with Pittsburgh?
My ex-wife is from here. I have three children by a woman from here. That's how familiar I am.
Do you like coming to town?
Yeah, I love it. When the bridges are not jammed up, I love it.
Yeah, you kind of got caught in the middle of that last night.
Yeah, I did, man. I didn't know what was going on. And I actually saw that barge float by my window early. I was like, oh, that was cool. Cold. They got cold going. Then all of a sudden, I see it floating away from where it was actually doing.
Yeah, we have self-driving cars, but we do not have self-driving barges.
There it is.
At least not quite yet. So you did a show last night at the Improv,
yeah,
right?
One show last night, wonderful audience, a lot of people in there. Hey, a lot of people in there with attitudes.
What kind of attitudes?
You know, real stuffy. You know, I'm not that type of person. They won't, a lot of people, when they don't know you, they don't know what they expect from you. So you can't come to a show wanting to see me expecting something else. You got to let me do what I do.
Sure.
And then, so I come out and I sit down. Like if anybody watched any special I've been on, I sit down in a chair. Mm-hmm. I don't stand up doing stand-up. I sit down doing stand-up. And people find that very odd. And, why is he sitting? You're sitting. Why? You're the only one who want to be comfortable?
And then when you get into your bit, I mean, what's your favorite topic? What do you like to do?
I don't have really favorite topics. I just really talk. Everything that comes out of my mouth is my favorite. You know, I could be talking about something in the middle of that. I change something else to something else dawned on my mind. I'm not a traditional comic. I'm not even a comic anymore. I'm like a storyteller. Everything that comes out is things that happen in my life or things that I know.
So you say you got three kids?
No, I have more than three kids. I said I had three kids by a woman from Pittsburgh.
Okay.
it's more kids.
Do you enjoy being a dad?
That's what I do enjoy. I always have. This is what I'm on. My oldest is 24.
Yeah. Oh man, you started young.
Yeah. Started young.
Because what are you, 25? No.
Nah, I wish I was 25. No, I do not wish I was 25. I used to think 20s was the great age. I hate the 20s. I was so broke in the 20s. It was crazy.
Not now.
Not now.
Well,
not
that's now. That's a good thing.
That's a better thing.
So what do your kids teach you?
Patience. Tolerance. You know, I've been dabbling into, you know, trying to kill them lately, but you know. You know, it's a thing, man, that you raise these people and you love them. You love them totally. You love them totally. But every once in a while, taking them out just seems like better. Because you're like, my son is 7. I don't know what is his deal with bathing. Like, man, why am I fighting with you about bathing? I provide water, soap, everything, a towel. And then you go and play in the water for 40 minutes and come out and you're still dirty.
How does that happen?
Son, I know that you're dirty because you didn't have a, you didn't, sir, you didn't even wash your face. You didn't wash your face. We was in the garden all day. You still have the same dirt on your face. You're a crazy man. And I don't understand it.
You're trying to reason with a 7-year-old. That's the problem.
That's the problem, man. And then I have a 2-year-old that thinks that he's a crazy man. And she'll tell on him, Tatana, babe. I'm like, I said, you see your baby sister snitching on you. Because she shows you dirty.
Pretty bad when you're 2-year-old snitching on your 7-year-old.
Yes. And, it's a strange house. It's a lot of kids in the house, in and out. I have a 19-year-old that's a chef that doesn't cook me anything. Hey, you understand? I'm paying tuition to a college for this girl to go be a chef, and she won't cook nothing. Nothing. Daddy, can you cook me something? No. No. No, I can't. You are the chef. Like, man, my life is strange, man. My life is strange. I have a 24-year-old, my oldest son, and let me explain this. Okay, so my 19-year-old is by my actual first wife, which she had a 5-year-old, which is Trey, which is a 24-year-old
right,
that I've been raising since he was 5. So I told him the other day, like, you mind Like, I've been claiming you a lot of years, but you kind of not like mine no more. Like, you're actually your father's and your mother's child because he just had a baby.
Yeah.
And I'm 44. I'm not a grandfather to nobody. So now he's not my son anymore. He's somebody else's son because he has a child. No, your mother is a grandmother. Until the 19-year-old have a baby, I'm not a grandfather.
No, absolutely not.
Sure not. I wish this baby would call me Pawpaw. No. No, I'm not accepting that.
Ali Sadiq at the Improv in Homestead, and we're talking about a couple of shows tonight. You got tomorrow. You're here on Sunday. Hope you enjoy the Memorial Day weekend in Pittsburgh, man.
I hope a lot of people come out to make me enjoy it, because last night we were a little light.
That was Thursday night, man. You'll be fine over the weekend.
You know, I used to think that was like that. You know, oh, it's Thursday night, but other places I go, Thursday be packed, and like because they know me. They know me, and that's the thing. Pittsburgh doesn't know me yet. I was here with Bill Bellamy one time, and I think that's the only time I've ever been here.
All right, get to know Ali. Go out to the Improv this weekend. Have a nice stay in Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.